John Holmes. Merry Christmas from BBC Radio Kent.
Yes, I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And if you cast your mind all the way back to October, the Saturday show we do on BBC Radio Kent that all the regular listeners hate, was named the third funniest radio show in Great Britain. And I like to think that makes it even greater. The first funniest radio show was Fee Glover and Jane Garvey, and the second one was some multicultural stand-up thing on the World Service. Fair enough, I'll take a fair third out of that. But now, why not judge for yourself? I mean, you already have, let's be honest with you, as we play back what we sent the Audio and Radio Industry Award judges, which were some bits of the show we'd done on a Saturday over the past year. Merry Christmas.
John Holmes, Merry Christmas from BBC Radio Kent. Warning. The following programme contains gluten.
Let's crack on with some music. I mentioned singing complaints. Now, you've been handed, I think, some of the complaints we've had from listeners, and you are going to set those complaints to music.
Take it away. OK, first one. This one's from Jeannie. She lives in Crowborough. She's sick of all the nonsense that you squawk. She said that thing about Sharon Stone was just smutty. Such a shame that you even have to talk. I can't believe you're trying to raise the license fee when you insist on putting this buffoon on the radio. Get this god-awful man off this microphone. He's just not funny. So annoying. They only wanna hear us singing more John Holmes complaints. More complaints, more complaints.
On the phone now is a man who is the leader of Britain's newest right-wing party. He's called Brian Colt. Good morning, Brian. Yeah. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, by the way. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, have you... Hello. Can you hear me, Brian?
Yep.
Right. Can you...
Say hello.
Right. Here's a question for you,
hello.
Brian. Would you say hello if I, to use your words from your literature that I have read from your new political party, would you use the word hello to me if I was, your words, a dirty foreigner?
Okay. You've got some of the early stuff. Look, we're anything but racist.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what racists say, isn't it?
Britain overall. Well, we're anything but racist. So we are faintly misogynistic. We're awful when it comes to animals. We're anything but racist. So anything at all.
Sorry, is that your racist alarm going off in the background?
Some people are coming round. Do you want to come through, Ange? We're having an event in the high street. That's why I was phoning you, actually.
I see.
Publicise our event.
So the party's called Britain
Overall.
Britain Overall. Like an overall. Like when you wear an overall.
No, three words. Britain Overall.
I see. Right. And what is Britain Over?
It's overall, isn't it? It's like you're not allowed to be proud of your country anymore. Well, John, if it makes me racist to love my country, well, I'll put my hand up in the air and say, okay, I'm racist then.
Right. You know, okay. So you're saying
the British culture,
Brian.
Again, racist.
You're saying, Brian, on the radio, a national platform. You're saying you, Brian Colt, founder of Britain Overall, are a racist. You've just said you're a racist. Is that right? You did say that.
We are anything but racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've changed, we've moved, or we've progressed as a party. Look, there was a time when we had slavery in this country.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. But
by the way, the other pamphlet I've got here, right? It is clearly just a load of your people in overalls. But black overalls. And that's not a million miles away, is it? From Moseley, is it?
It's a very flattering colour.
Yeah? Black overalls, is that really what you...
And for the record...
Yes?
It's black! So how could you call me racist if my uniform is black? How much further do I have to go, John? What do you want?
Oh, on the leaflet, Brian, where you're wearing black overalls, some would say uniform.
Brian,
it is black.
That's a dirty word as well, is it?
It is black. It's a dirty uniform because although it is black, the logo, if one zooms, it has a look on the pamphlet logo.
Is clearly
racist. It's, I mean, I can't even say on the radio what your logo is, but let's just say it used to be on the side of jam. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you.
An early draft, fine. Do you know what? You go back to having your spritzers, your little pinkos.
Bye, Brian. Brian Colt there, the founder of Britain Overall, the UKIP style party. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent. So with science in mind, of course, we're getting lots of calls on this morning. Let's go to the phone lines now. I think, is that Jeff on the phone? Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, peachy.
Peachy, are you? Peachy?
Like a peach.
Like, good. In what sense are you like a peach? A furry skin?
Yes.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Jeff?
I'm calling from Headcorn.
Headcorn. What did you make of the sad death of Stephen Hawking? Of course, many tributes paid. Would you like to pay your own, Jeff?
Well, Hawking was a genius, don't get me wrong. But to be honest with you, I think I deserve the same praise that he got, if not more.
And tell us for why, Jeff. Why is that?
Yeah, it's because I have done more theories and experiments on physics than Hawking.
So you do this in Headcorn, do you?
I do them in my shed, mainly.
Right.
My biggest and best thing is the Headcorn, right, is the LHC, right?
The LHC, we've heard of that science, yes.
Yeah, it's the Large Headcorn Collider.
Right.
Take pieces of Headcorn, right?
Yes, yeah.
Rocks, bits of hedge, small animals.
Bits of Headcorn,
And I put them in this elaborate tube system that I've made, built from parts from the local plumber's merchant.
Yeah.
And I make the pieces crash into each other.
Right, so what you do is you fire bits of Headcorn very fast around your Large Headcorn Collider and smash them into other bits of Headcorn coming the other way to see what reaction you get. Have you discovered the Headcorn Boson?
I haven't yet, no. I've discovered it makes a lot of mess. But I'm hoping to discover the Headcorn Boson.
Right.
And hopefully, unlock the mysteries of how Headcorn came to be. I once sawed a chair in half.
Okay. So, all right, Jeff. Well, look for you and all the amateur scientists out there. We're gonna play this. It's Coldplay, of course.
Thanks.
No, it's the scientist. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much for playing Coldplay.
Questions. Now let's go back to
To make before the show begins today at 10:05. I've been given a statement. I've been asked to read this out by the military. Firstly, we wish to assure listeners to BBC Radio Kent that all staff and presenters are safe and sound and their security is guaranteed, apart from Lembit Opik, who has been shot. We, the military, are only targeting criminals around BBC Radio Kent who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the county in order to... Sorry, I'm a bit nervous with a man with a gun in here. In order to bring them to justice. To the people of Kent and those beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of BBC Radio Kent and Kent in general. What the Kent military is doing is... trying to pacify a degenerating political and social economic situation, which broadly describes Sheppey. The editor of BBC Radio Kent is safe and well. He stands accused of trying to install Pudsey Bear as his vice editor. Pudsey Bear and the editor of BBC Radio Kent are both under house arrest. This is not a coup. The military are in charge of BBC Radio Kent until a normality be restored. We will, of course, keep you updated throughout the morning. This is BBC Radio Kent, under control of the military.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Did someone break your heart inside? You're in ruins. One, 21
Prince William, he's had his hair all taken off, hasn't he? Off with his hair! And thus, it began to fall out of its own accord, of course. And then he decided to go, you know what? Enough of it's gone to make me get rid of the rest of it. So he's had a haircut. You've seen it all over the press this week. What do the people of Tunbridge Wells think of it? Let's go outside to find out, because our reporter Ronald is outside on the streets of Tunbridge Wells. Ronald, can you hear me?
Hello, John. Yes, I can.
Jolly good. All right, so first of all, as is the radio, could you set the scene for us a little bit? Tell us what you can see in a sort of local radio reporting style.
Yeah, I'm standing near the station.
Great.
It's rainy and it's cold, and I'm standing in a doorway that doesn't look very inviting, if I'm honest.
Okay. Could you try and find out for us whether people on the streets of Tunbridge Wells think that the money that Prince William paid for that haircut was worth it?
There's no one around at the moment.
Right. Go into a shop.
Into a shop. Okay, here we go.
What shop is it?
Oh, it's a hairdresser. It's a hairdresser.
What? This is amazing.
Oh, no.
All right, this is perfect. All right, go.
Radio Kent, can I just ask you if the money that Prince William paid for his buzz cut, £180, was worth it?
Yes.
Okay, this is fascinating stuff live from the streets of Tunbridge Wells here, of course.
Yeah, it's something like that.
So what's the name of the guy, the man, the hairdresser, the barber,
what's
the man?
What's your name?
I'm Russell.
Russell, great. Can you ask Russell, so he's never done a Prince William?
So you've never done a Prince William?
No, I haven't, no.
Has he ever done a Prince Harry, turn someone ginger? I mean... Ronnie, you still... Are you all right there, Ronnie?
Have you ever done a Prince Harry and turned someone ginger?
Well, my son has ginger hair, so yes, I have.
Excellent.
Yes.
And final question, has he ever done Prince Albert?
Not Prince Albert, no.
All right, fair enough. There we have it, from hairdressers on the high street of Tunbridge Wells. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent, and what the ARIA Award judges, that's the Radio and Audio Industry Awards, what the judges thought was the UK's third funniest show. Imagine the other entries, just imagine that. Anyway, there's more of it with me, John Holmes, recipient of that award, on BBC Radio Kent, after some BBC Radio Kent travel.
The Sports Hub.
Boxing Day from 1 o'clock, we have a festive football special. Every kick of Gillingham against Portsmouth in League One, then the Big Kent Derby between Dover and Maidstone in the National League.
BBC Radio Kent.
I'm Hannah Trinton. I'm afraid there are reports of an accident on the A21 northbound between Tunbridge and Hildenborough. It's really busy on that stretch, but more on this as we get it. And actually, the A21 also slows down on the South Dam side, heading away from Pembury towards Matfield. Now, I'm seeing delays on the heading out of Maidstone on the A229. That's northbound between the M20 and Bluebell Hill. Now, I check in the N25. Excuse me, it's slowing down clockwise around Junction 6 for Gosden towards 7 for the M23. That could be a problem, or it could just be holiday traffic on the move. And checking on to private transport now, on the rail is the only service running today on South Eastern is the high speed, and that's between Asher International and St Pancras International, and they are every half hour. And there's more travel throughout the day.
On 104.2 FM in Kelvin's Minicab, Patricia's Cake Shop and Norman's Dungeon.
And 96.7 FM in the West. This is BBC Radio Kent. John Holmes, Merry Christmas from BBC Radio Kent.
You're listening to BBC Radio Kent on the radio, and you're listening specifically to what the industry award judges, that's the radio industry, of course, not the sewage industry, although you're probably thinking, it is. You're listening to what they thought was the third, I was going to say first, it wasn't, that'd be a lie, the third funniest programme. It's what it is literally radio bronze.
John Holmes, Merry Christmas from BBC Radio Kent.
We're also looking at that list of toys for Christmas that are proving the most popular this year. Just joining in with the media, you know, they always make lists of the most popular toys at this current time of year, don't they? The Ollie Murs talking doll, when you pull a string, it shouts, terror attack! And then it runs off and hides in a cupboard. Favourite game this year, best-selling game, kind of old-fashioned, Operation. Remember the game Operation? Well, the modern version, of course, is cancelled Operation. You open that on Christmas morning. It's just an empty box with a note saying your operation has been cancelled due to inadequate funding. Kevin Spacey Hopper as well. That's not quite sure what you do on that, but I think it's been withdrawn anyway. That's probably why. And Jenga, the Operation Stack edition. Of course, that's just some trucks that you have to sort of pile up. Lee sent one in. Good afternoon, Lee. Thank you. He's got in touch. 81333. James Corden boomerang. When you throw it, you've got no idea how it managed to get that far. Thing called love, and I believe in the thing called love between Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. Getting married today, of course, in Windsor. And for the BBC Now, their live is the BBC's royal correspondent Bernard Rush, who can join us. Bernard, good morning.
Yeah. Good to go. Yeah.
Okay. Bernard Rush is.
Are you rolling?
Just, yeah. We're not. Hang on.
You can just tighten all of that up in the edit, can't you? Before it goes out.
Well, it's live already. I'll do it again. All right.
Yeah, as live.
Yeah. It is live.
Three.
It is.
Are you rolling?
No, we're not rolling. Sorry. Hang on. I'm just checking that we're rolling. Wait a minute.
And I don't want any.
No. Hang on. I'm just going to check that we're. I'm just going to check that we roll. Phil, are we? Sorry, Bernard. Just hang on. Yeah. Are we rolling?
Studio 2 is engaged.
Okay. We're live.
On air.
Okay. Okay. I'll talk. Wait a minute. No. Don't do the false laugh yet. I'll do the intro again, and then you come in and
I'll leave a little gap so you can get the blade in. Go on.
All right. BBC. Hang on. All right. Ready? 3, 2. BBC Radio. BBC Radio Kent on a Saturday. It's the day of the royal wedding. Bernard Rush is the BBC's royal correspondent. He's in Windsor for us now. Good morning, Bernard.
That's right, John. Welcome to Windsor near Kent. You join me on the roof of the Windsor branch of Tennessee Chicken Shed, whence I shall be spending the day commentating on the royal wedding for a national TV channel, John.
Can you just not be actually non-specific about that? Because people listening to this will, you know, the way it works is that you have to sound like you're talking directly just for BBC Radio Kent, exclusive, that kind of thing. Could you be more, could you just, again, I've said this before, could you just get the word Kent in for us? I know you tried at the beginning.
Windsor near Kent.
Yeah. But
okay, you want more Kent.
I want more radio because it's radio, it's not television, is it? You can, don't reference the other people you're working for. That's not.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, John. Here in Windsor, Kent, what a scene. Well, what can we expect from the day? That's what people in Kent probably are wanting to. At 1 p.m, John, there'll be a procession.
Right. Is the
retreat for the Queen? Yeah.
What?
You're making work for yourself because you're going to have to tighten all of this up before it goes out.
No, it's like, what of Elton John?
What of Elton John? Elton John has not been around.
Well, he's there, isn't he? So
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, earlier on, right, there was someone, I think, interviewing George Clooney and stuff on some coverage. I think he's there. So could you...
Yeah, well, there's no signal.
Mate, like you've seen... Look, you know how this works.
I saw George Clooney, John,
Thank you. And who else? Because that's what people are interested in. Who else did you see?
I think I saw Claire Rayner. I think she's dead.
Hang on, let me check.
Well, what a fan.
Hang on, I'm just checking on the Claire. Wait.
Just checking.
Seriously. What
yeah,
a fan.
Claire Rayner is dead, yes.
Right, it wasn't her. What are fans expecting from the day, and why have they bothered, John? I spoke to some of the fans already gathered on Windsor Street about their hopes. for the big day.
So what are their hopes?
Oh, they're certainly rolled the tape.
I haven't got a tape.
Come on.
We haven't got a tape.
No.
I haven't got...
It was a Vox Pops. I was talking to people.
I haven't got a Vox Pops.
So what do I do? Right, so what now? Clown Boy Bernard's going to have to fake it.
Yeah, you're going to have to fake
redo
it.
The whole thing?
Yeah, and don't say fake it on the BBC.
Make some fake news for you, like a monkey. Right.
Just be the voice
all right,
of...
All right, shut up. I think we'll get away with this.
Okay, you do, but you better do your line into it again, and I'll pretend I've pressed it.
About their hopes for the big day.
Hello, who are you and where are you from?
I'm Stuart from Fife.
When did you get here?
January the 9th. I knew it's happening this year, so I figured I should get here early.
You stink. Who are you?
I'm Anthony Farrell.
Are you excited to be here?
Huh? No, I just come out of Witherspoon's last night. I was trying to get home to see how far as I got.
You're disgusting. Well, one thing's for sure, John. I'm just going to smash on.
Yeah.
That woman is going to be proud to be a part of these great people and this great family.
Sorry.
For their Rachel's-